So in the next part of this symposium, we're going to learn how two contemporaries of Paul also proved to be examples of courage. Brother Justin Propp, a special pioneer from the high-level congregation, will now consider what they risked, how they were rewarded, Aquila and Priscilla.
Why can we say that Aquila and Priscilla were courageous? Well, what did they risk? Let's take our Bibles to Romans chapter 16, and we'll read verses 3 and 4 of that account. Romans 16, starting in verse 3. It says, "Give my greetings to Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus." And note here, "who have risked their own necks for me, and to whom not only I, but also the congregations of the nations give thanks." Yes, Aquila and Priscilla risked their necks, their very lives, for the Apostle Paul. What helped them to be so courageous? Well, they developed the spirit of self-sacrifice. Consider how. First, they hospitably housed Paul and likely other Christians. It's likely that the Apostle Paul made their home the base for his missionary activities. And likely, they housed Timothy and Silas and other Christians. A second point. Let's go back to Romans 16 and note verse 5, where it says, "also greet the congregation that is in their house." What's the point? That they hosted congregation meetings. And number 3, they served in several congregations, willing to serve where the need was great. How were they rewarded for their self-sacrificing spirit? Well, in two ways. Number 1, Jehovah rewarded Aquila and Priscilla with priceless friendships. Now we note that the Apostle Paul likely lived with them for some time. So imagine the time spent with Paul, listening to his missionary experiences, gaining encouragement from that. And if we go back to Romans 16, and we see in verse 4, another point that we can gain from this, Romans 16 and 4, where here at the last part of that verse, where Paul says, "not only I, but also the congregations of the nations give thanks." What can we learn from that? That they earned the love of many in the congregations. Nothing they sacrificed was worth more than the friends that Jehovah had rewarded them with. Number 2, Jehovah used them to train others. Aquila and Priscilla helped Apollos to become a more effective teacher. In Acts chapter 18, in verse 26, in part it says, "they took him into their company and explained the way of God more accurately to him." What was the result of this? Apollos used his knowledge to the full, helping others to learn the truth. In verse 27 of Acts 18, it says, "he greatly helped those who through God's undeserved kindness had become believers." Yes, Apollos thereafter helped others to learn the truth and to make progress. So friends, through all of this, what is the lesson for all of us? Love your brothers more than your own life. Be willing to protect your brothers and sisters from brutal treatment or even death. Of course, few of us have probably had to do such a thing. But what can we do in imitation of Aquila and Priscilla? Well, we can cultivate a self-sacrificing spirit right now. How? be willing to sacrifice personal comforts or financial advantages for others. For example, some elders sacrifice overtime work or other economic situations in order to expend themselves emotionally, to serve on hospital liaison committees and patient visitation groups, to help their brothers and sisters to get the best medical treatment. Some have been willing to sacrifice their jobs or comfortable homes in order to serve and assist victims of natural disasters. Even in our own congregations, we have modern-day Aquilas and Priscillas who open up their homes to accommodate the circuit overseer and those who build and maintain kingdom halls. We know that the brothers and sisters truly appreciate the love and sacrifice that you brothers and sisters show. But how does Jehovah feel about your sacrifice? Well, again, let's go to the Bible for the answer. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19. And we're going to read verse 17. Proverbs 19 and verse 17. It says, "The one showing favor to the lowly is lending to Jehovah, and he will repay him for what he does." So what can we learn from this verse? Well, if you go back to verse 17, it says, "The one showing favor to the lowly." Now, is that implying that Jehovah takes note of every act of mercy and kindness on behalf of his servants, your brothers and sisters? Yes. And if we go further, it says, you're lending to Jehovah. Now, is that implying that Jehovah feels indebted to us, mere humans, who act in this kind way? Yes. In fact, it goes on to further express his appreciation when he says that the last part of that verse, that he will repay you. Yes, Jehovah truly appreciates the sacrifice that you brothers and sisters do to help others. How has Jehovah rewarded courageous Aquilas and Priscillas in our area? Well, we will now talk with Brother Dwayne Hislop, who serves on the Hospital Liaison Committee in Northern Alberta. Brother Hislop, what were you willing to sacrifice?
Well, I've never felt I sacrificed anything, but rather I was given a privilege to serve our brothers and sisters in times of their emergency. Yes, it's true, I'd have to leave work at times in order to assist, and the odd time, even a family function, but again, it was to help out our brothers in their emergency.
Okay, so we can appreciate the sacrifice of your time and energy to support the brothers and sisters, and we're sure that this assignment could be challenging at some times. So what helped you to be courageous?
Well, it can be quite difficult and intimidating at times to try and get the attention of a doctor or a hospital staff, to present to them the alternative strategies that we have and that we've been trained to give to such ones. But this is where I really learned how the power of prayer works, and it's remarkable to see how Jehovah can move things for the advantage of our brothers and sisters.
Well, do you have an example of this?
I do. I remember an aged sister with a very low hemoglobin, and she was being asked by the doctor and the hospital staff as well if she wouldn't consider taking a blood transfusion. They came to her several times, and eventually they told her that there was nothing more that they could do for her and that she would probably die.
Oh, wow. So what happened?
Well, again, the power of prayer. And there were a lot of prayers that were said that night. But it moved the doctor to reconsider the strategies that had been presented to him. And not only did he look at them again, but he followed the guidelines of them until things worked out very well for his sister. For that matter, even within the week, our sister regained some of her health and she was released from the hospital.
Excellent. That's fantastic. So one more question. How has Jehovah rewarded your action?
Jehovah has been exceptional with his kindness and with not only for me but my family as well. We've come to know and have more friends from working along with him. But as well, what's really unique is to watch Jehovah's Holy Spirit in action to help move things for the benefit of our brothers. We feel we have never missed out on anything. Rather, quite frankly, we feel that Jehovah has been very kind and considerate as he's been patient with me to continue to serve him.
Very good. Well, thank you so very much, Brother Hislop, for your expressions. In the final chapter of his inspired letter, the Apostle Paul still remembered Aquila and Priscilla. Years had passed. Neither Paul nor Jehovah had forgotten this courageous couple. As you imitate their courage, remember that not only Jehovah sees you, but he will not forget you. In fact, he'll go further. He will reward you.